everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome to the Squad Pod. Here's your host, my dad, Troy Dog.
All right, people, welcome to another episode of the Squad Pod. I'm your host, the editor-in-chief and CEO of verbmotor.com, Troy Dog. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. The Verbmoto podcast network is growing, and we're excited for everything we got going on. We have the Dream Stakes. We have merch. Shopverb.com. The website is growing. Like, it's all the good things are happening right now. And today, I get to catch back up with my buddy, the owner of Cycle Ranch, Ian Gray. Ian and I have been on and off talking the past couple months, and he's just full of insight. And I love talking to him because he gives me inspiration. And if you haven't listened to the first pod we did with Ian, I encourage you to go listen to that because it's cool. He's accomplished quite a bit in his life, and he's still pretty young. You know, he's in his 40s. He calls himself retired, or I call him retired. I can't remember which. He now has Cycle Ranch. Cycle Ranch is a track he was involved with back in the day, and now it's fallen back into his lap, and he's doing the most with it right now, and everything's popping off for him over there. So I wanted to get him back on. I think I had him on 2 months ago or so. So as the year has gone on, he's had some events. I just want to get an update on him. And he's going to try for Loretta's this year. He's been to Loretta's before as a racer. And he's got an area qualifier down. And he's caught the itch again. So I'm going to catch up with him on that. And like I said, everything Cycle Ranch, which Jeff Emig, my buddy, Fro Daddy, we're supposed to plan a trip to go there, and I've left all of this in Fro's court. Like, hey man, let me know when, where I gotta be. I'm in. You just gotta make it happen for me, because as we know, my travel expertise is not very good. So if Fro plans it for me, I will be there. So send all complaints to Jeff Emig. I'm not gonna give his email out, but email Jeff Emig, DM him, and tell him that you want to see him and I go to Cycle Ranch and rip and shred like buddies and vlog the whole thing. We'll make a video. So that's what I'm trying to do. But before we get into this interview with Ian, I wanted to go down the list of things we have going on at Verb right now. We've got Verbadilla coming up down the pipeline. And if you don't know where Verbadilla is, you are under a rock because it's a Unadilla. You see what we did there. It's a Unadilla, and it's a J-Day off-road event. And you need to be there. We got mimosas happening for the moms. It's not on Mother's Day weekend, but it is the weekend after, May 18th and 19th. So you need to come out and head to upstate New York, the home of the newly retired Phil Nicoletti. And shred with us. Have a good time. We have a lot of good events coming up. We got free hot dogs. We're just going to come out and hang out. And I think I'm waiting on confirmation today. I believe I will be at that event. So if that's not something that's going to get you to the track, then I don't know what will. So stay tuned for that. That's next. And then a month afterwards, we're going to Washougal for the Verbapalooza. And we have some cool news on that event that I can't release yet, but we will be soon because the event's coming up shortly. June 15th and 16th, we're seeing our friends in the Pacific Northwest. And last year it was really fun. They told me that a lot of people came out and just enjoyed it and had a good time. As you would expect in the Pacific Northwest, moto's great up there. So that's coming up. And then we're going to go to Lincoln Trail, the Summer Slam on August 17th and 18th. And I will be at that one. And I will be racing, despite my wife telling me no. Be there. Be at all these. We're going to be there. We got a merch tent. We got the Dream Stakes going on. Shopverb.com. Every shirt you buy, every dollar you spend, you get one entry in. So if you spend $20, you get 20 entries. And it's going well. So just buy all of our shirts. We're putting new merch out every month. And just support everything we got going on. A lot of good things in the pipeline. And if you don't go to vermoto.com every day for your news, shame on you, because I'm doing my best to just make some cool stuff. Like, you want your straight news, like your hard news? I got you. Do you want your fun stuff that you know Verb is good at? We got you as well. So we're making it fun, but we also have all the coverage you need in the sport. Vermoto.com every day. Troy Dog is updating that. And yes, I just spoke myself into third person. So here we go. Ian Gray talking about Cycle Ranch and everything he's got going on in his life. Enjoy. All right, joining me on the podcast today is a man we're welcoming back. It's been a couple of weeks since we've talked to him, but we wanted to get in touch with him and what he's got going on in his track. It's the owner of Cycle Ranch, Ian Gray. What's up, Ian?
How's it going, man? Just doing some track work. We got a big event coming up, and we're making some changes, and got a lot of new programs we're offering. So just, you know, keeping at the grind.
You definitely have a lot going on. You surprised me. Well, let's get to you and what you're doing in your life first. You surprised me, and you said you're making another Loretta Lynn's run.
Yeah, I actually surprised myself with this. A lot of people asked me last year if I was going to ever do Loretta's again, and I was like, no, I don't think so. I'm a dad now, and I have a pretty sweet life and not a whole lot of stress except for what I put on myself and trying to make Cycle Ranch the best place that I possibly can. But this year, when I was coming back from Costa Rica, I got a call from J.P. Parsons, and he invited me out to JS7. And I was like, no, I got to put together a playground, and I got to get back to the track and do a lot of work out there. And there's no way I have time for this. But we talked for like 10 minutes, and I got off the phone, and I just kept hearing a voice in my head like, go. And don't just go race it. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, I haven't ridden in months, with the exception of just riding with my wife and son on a little XR150 down to the beach and back. And I ended up landing in Texas, and then about 24 hours later, I'm driving to Freestone. I think it was 36 hours later, driving to Freestone to race JS7, and I had a blast. I didn't do great for me, like for what I think I could do, but I ended up with 2/5. Never rode the track before, but the feeling I had after racing, and every racer I think knows this, like I just accomplished so much more than I thought I'd be able to with the lack of preparation, and it just made me sharper. So like my whole next weeks, I just was better at everything I did, whether it was working at the track or hanging out with my son or being with my wife or even riding. So kind of put a bug in me, and I just started riding more. And all of a sudden, I found myself at Three Palms going for the Loretta's qualifier.
Well, I've caught the itch again. Yeah, you just showed up off the couch. Like, that's kind of what we're doing over here on Verb now. We're going from couch to racing. So that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. And I think a lot of people got into racing, and then they get out of it as they get older, and then age or life becomes an excuse. But what I found just by not letting that be the excuse is when I put the racing in front, actually everything else got easier. And I kind of remembered when I was a kid, like nothing fazed me in general life because, I mean, let's be honest, lining up with 40 guys on a gate to see who can get to the first turn first and then racing against them, like what boardroom conversation, what argument are you going to have, what challenging situation you're going to have in life that's going to like compare to that level of stress where you've got to be on and be on point. So when I did that with the racing in front, like everything else was so much easier compared to it. And it just made things easy, like life running smoother. And it's been so good for the track. Like it's been, I got sponsors out of it. I made a lot of relationship, got new people coming to the track that never would have came before. So it just had so many benefits. So now I'm going to just keep doing it until I don't.
That's awesome, man. I'm happy to hear it. So you did pretty well at the area qualifier. So you're heading for the regionals now?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be doing the regionals. The area qualifier, I struggled my first three motos. Like I felt like I didn't know how to ride a dirt bike. I was like, wait, what's going on here? This is not what I was expecting. And I mean, I'm lining up against people like Andrew Short, right? And that, he's winning all the like pro classes too right now in Texas. He won up at Oak Hill. He won there at Three Palms. I think he might have gotten a second at Freestone or something like that. So he's been like, he's been the guy, and now I'm lining against him and a lot of other talented riders. So it was Chris Kiefer was there and stuff like that. There was like a lot of fast people, and well, Chris Kiefer was at the JS7, but the Three Palms event, I just couldn't get into a rhythm until the last moto of the day, where I actually stayed on the guy that won the first moto for the majority of the second moto, and then I just I didn't have more. And I was like, I'm not going to crash. We've got a huge lead over third. So I ended up with a second in the plus 45 and a fifth overall in the plus 40 class.
That's good. That's good. It's good to see Shorty back too, because he's coming back for some pretty bad injuries.
Yeah, he didn't even know if he was going to race again, but he didn't let it be an excuse. And he's not just back. He's arguably faster than ever before and smooth, like so smooth.
That's cool. No, it is cool to see him back, because, yeah, that was not a good deal when it happened. It was kind of scary, but it's good to see him push through it. So, yeah, Texas people are fast, man. You got a lot of competition down there, and you made it through, and now you're, man, you're prepping. You're into it. You're back into it.
It's really weird for me to, like, put that in the front, like putting the racing in the front, and all of a sudden I'm like, I got to go out and do motos today. I got to go out and do sprint laps. I got to do drill work. I can't just do this recreational. I got to do it and do it for real. And that gets me putting myself in situations I wouldn't have before. And like I said, it makes a lot of things easier. And it's also, I'm getting to meet so many people that I wouldn't, because I'm now traveling to other tracks. And then when I bring back what I learn about their tracks to Cycle Ranch, so we're able to make Cycle Ranch even better than it already was, hopefully. Right? Learning a little bit about what Freestone has, Three Palms has. I was just at a track called Dark Horse in Smithville, Texas. That's a training track with Dirt Lab and Cody Haverfield. And they did some really creative things to make the track challenging and a good training track. So, you know, that's part of the reason why I was on the equipment this morning, just moving. I think I moved like 100 loads of dirt in an hour and a half, just helping my team actually make Cycle Ranch more challenging, still fun and flowy, but a little bit of technicality that we didn't have before, and make it a place even better than it was. So it's gotten me driven, which is beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, look at you. You go to all these tracks to race, but you're on a business trip. You can just look at it that way.
It really is that way. And it's kind of funny, because I sat with my team on Wednesday and I was like, this is like, it's kind of weird, but like actually me riding my dirt bike is, and going to places and doing these events is one of the best things I could be doing for the business. And it's like, wait a second, how did I fall into a way that I'm not just working on my track, which is so easy for us track owners to do, because we have big properties, we have lots of equipment, we have lots of people, and we see so much area for improvement. And whatever we don't see, I promise you, people tell us what they see.
I bet.
All the time, right? So they're always like, you know what you should do? Like, if that's like one of the phrases that we hear, the first thing we hear out of everybody's mouth, and a lot of times it feels like criticism, but it's really just, you know, people trying to convey, you know, their love for the place and ways that we can make it better. So it's easy to get lost in that. But now all of a sudden I'm like, I'm riding my dirt bike and this is like what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't expect that to happen at 46. I was hoping when I was, you know, 16, 17, I'd make it to the pro ranks and get a ride. But instead it took till now to come full circle and make that actually the most important thing I'm doing, I think.
Well, that's cool too, because, I mean, now that, you know, the last pod we did, we went into your life story a little bit and what you've accomplished. But now it seems like, you know, Cycle Ranch is your main priority other than your family, obviously, but in business, Cycle Ranch is your main priority. And now you have the time to do it. And it's falling in your lap at the right place in the right time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think last time we talked, I talked about my reluctance to be doing this over, you know, my soft life surfing and hanging out with the family. But I feel like I'm getting rewarded for taking the risk and making the change that wasn't something I rationally wanted to do. And it feels like just things are coalescing and coming together. The business is growing in phenomenal ways that I didn't expect. We got new sponsors on board. We got a summer camp program for Learn to Ride, like sleepaway camp, that we're launching this summer. And we already got a bunch of people signed up for it. So this is like not racing camp. And that's what usually people go after. And we're like, let's just actually keep building the base here. And, you know, so we got people that are going to stay with us for a whole week. We have, I think, 5 dates over the summer, and every single one of the camps has somebody in it already. And then we have some people that are just going to do drop offs and stuff like that. Our Stasic stuff is picking up the E2s that KTM and GasGas have. They're phenomenal bikes and have brought a lot of new people into the sport. I just got my son the GasGas one. He wasn't even interested in the dirt bikes. And then one day he's like, actually, while we were up at Three Palms, he's like, I want a dirt bike. So, of course, we went and got him one. And he's still interested in Play-Doh a little bit more. But he's really good on the dirt bike. It's like, it's really cool. Last night, he went around the night track with all the other kids on the E2s. So we're building a strong base in San Antonio, which is something we've always lacked. We always had to pull from Austin and Houston and Dallas because it's a little more financially affluent in those areas. Mm-hmm. But now, I don't know if it's because the e-bikes, because what we're doing, or a combination of multiple things, but our base is strong. So like our numbers have been 15 to 20% higher than I forecasted. And we're just dumping it all back into the business and making this place cooler. So it's cool to have that extra cash. And all of a sudden we're buying a building so we can have bunkhouses and people could stay here for a whole week. Or we have a cabin that we're making. It's a 2-bedroom and 1-bathroom cabin that we're setting up, so people kind of the luxury type stay, because we have a lot of people flying in from Spain and Great Britain and Canada now, Alaska, and just staying for a week or two. So we're investing in the infrastructure and our program, and it's just, I'm pumped about it. That's why I'm talking so much. I'm just like, really, I got so much to say.
No, I mean, you should. I mean, that's awesome. Before the, like we talked before, like racing and the practicing even started at the track. So to hear what you hope to accomplish, it seems like you're well ahead of that already. And we're only through the first quarter.
Yeah, it's like, you know, usually I'll have a vision that's pretty far out. But then how to get there isn't very clear. So I can like see the next 3 steps. And when I accomplish those 3 steps and I see the next 3 or 5 or 6 steps, it's kind of like, you know, playing chess. Like you can see only so many moves in front of you. And you know what you want the outcome to be, but you know, the move, specific moves to get there is where it's a challenge. And somehow this first quarter, it's like we made all the moves we had hoped to, plus a lot of other positive windfalls that come our direction that were unexpected, and through some like big challenges. Like there's a lot of tracks that like literally will race on top of us because they see we have a race going on. It's kind of a weird political thing that seems to happen. They'll like half copy our name of our event, and just like, why are we doing this? We should be working together. And then instead they're like, we're going to schedule on top of you and we're going to just make sure we both, you know, have to work hard to get racers. So it's interesting, but it's making us all better in some, it's like forcing the competition to be harder. But if we work together collaboratively, like I think we could have a big benefit. I think people are starting to see the light of it, but you never know.
Well, I like that on the schedule on the website, the events that have happened, you have success. That's what's put over top of them. So I thought that was pretty unique.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because there's so many events that are rained out at places, especially in Texas. Like, it's people, there's some tracks that just can't take the water and stuff like that. And there's been times where Cycle Ranch, we had like a slew of rainouts. And that's what I had to do last year. I had one event that was a rainout. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to mark this one as a rainout, like, what do I mark the other ones? I was like, well, I guess it was, I looked at everything. I was like, this was actually a really successful event. And this year it's just been like one after the other, like just growing, and building the base of riders here. So I think our Race Ready series, which is like a introduction type series to racing, and I'm going to get back into racing type series, it's not serious, it's more fun, slower paced, not stressful. We saw, I think it was across the five events, there was 68 people that had never raced before, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
because that 68 people usually translates into like 110 entries, call it.
Okay.
So, because most people race two classes, right? Not everybody, but
true.
Most people do.
Yeah.
So, when you look at like an entry count, like if we can continue to build 10 new racers at every single race by the end of the year, we have 10 races. You know, that's 200 new race entries for an event. Which stacked on top of what we already do. Pretty quickly over time, you know, if that compounds, you know, we're looking at having 600 to 1,000 race entries at some of our bigger events. So we'll see where it goes. But right now, I think we're just all having fun and doing our best to make this a cool place to hang out where people don't want to leave on Sunday. Like, I don't know. Have you ever been to like an event or had like a weekend even, like you just, the day's over and you're like, but wait, I don't want it to end. Like, where did all the time go? This was just so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Right? So that's what we're going for, is like to give people that experience. And then also, how do we make it a possibility where it doesn't have to end? Right? Oh, you could leave your camper here. You know you're coming back next weekend. This is your cabin on the lake. So whether you're a rider or a racer or your family just likes to hang out here and ride BMX and watch, like, we have that set up.
That's the vacation destination part.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's something I didn't even consider at first, as a thing that we would have. But all of a sudden, like I mentioned, we just had people here from Spain and they're taking videos, and like next year at MotoGP, we're going to have like a group of 40 of us.
Okay.
And the same thing from the woman that was from Great Britain that just came in. She's like an editor for some motorcycle publication in the UK. And she's like, she did a learn to ride because she had never ridden before. And she had so much fun and she was actually really good. And she's like, I'm bringing all my girlfriends next year. And I'm putting an article in our magazine. So I don't know if it will happen, but we'll see, right? If we have that kind of energy coming towards us, like, just feeling super blessed right now.
Yeah, you got to feel really special if there's, like, from overseas checking out your track. They're just coming over specifically to check out what you're doing. So that's a good compliment.
Yeah, and we try to make it convenient. Like, we actually have a concierge service we work with that if people want to just fly in, and they want to see San Antonio while they're here, and they want their hotel booked, and they don't want to stay at the track and all that stuff, and they just want to come ride for 2 days, but they also want to go do the Riverwalk and Six Flags and SeaWorld and all the other stuff in San Antonio. Like, we can actually accommodate that because so many people asked. We had to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, you really are thinking outside of the box on some of this stuff. Like, I'm not going to go to a track around anywhere near me that's going to, you know, make my stay. Like, they're not going to go above and beyond for me, you know, and you are. So that's something really unique when it comes to Cycle Ranch.
Yeah, well, and it's funny because, like, I don't even know if it's my thinking or our thinking. It's just people are asking the questions, right? So when people ask a question or they have a criticism, I look at it as this is an opportunity waiting to be solved. So as long as I'm able to solve it and spend the time doing it without compromising the mission critical items, then I'm going to figure it out. So sometimes it just goes on a list and I don't get to it for 6 weeks, but I have a list and I will come back to it and I will set something up so that we're sorted next time the question's asked. And it's been making us have, you know, steady improvements in our customer service. And that's what this business really is. Like, people don't come to a racetrack or a motocross track to have a bad weekend. Like, we all have bad weekends. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't want it to be anything on the track side. Like, your bike blew up like that. I want to have the part for you. I might not, but I want to have the part, or I want to have somebody that can help you. I want to have the environment where everybody's working together, that kind of stuff that we can control. I can't help it if your bike blows up, right? That's just... that's just part of the nature. We're going to try to make even a bad situation a great situation. And that's kind of more of our mentality than a way of thinking, I guess. Just more of a way of being.
Yeah, I mean, to reiterate what we talked about last time, for those who may not have listened, it's a really good show. Go back and listen. But the fact that you can just, you have people come in and then you can rent a bike on your website. So just show up, you have a bike to ride, you have a shop there, and then you also have like a coffee shop. And it's like we said, it's a destination. Now you're figuring out more ways. You're going to open up a hotel soon on this land, aren't you? That's what it seems like. Just show up. You got a hotel. Whatever it takes, right?
I actually have had a couple of you ask me if I would be interested in doing that. I'm not there yet. We'll see. More is, for me, is I'd rather have a school than a hotel and like have good academics and good programming and good value system for kids and the school, hotel. But like, we'll see what God delivers and we'll just do the best with whatever it is.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, it's cool. It's you got a lot going on. And then coming up, is your biggest race weekend of the year, probably. I'm just looking at the schedule. I mean, it's the Tex-Mex Showdown. It's a Pro-Am. You have a $5,000 pro purse, and that's coming up April 26th through the 28th weekend. What can people expect when they come in the gate?
Yeah, so that is a very similar program to what we had with the USA Championships, which has been definitively our largest event in the fall. And we basically replicated that and put that as a spring version of it, with a theme more about bringing people from Mexico over the border to come compete against the racers from Texas and outside of Texas, similar to the Alamo. Right? So San Antonio is known for the Alamo, and that was one of the last stands with Mexico trying to take Texas back. And the Texans called on everybody from around the country to come help. And now, instead of doing it with weapons and actually hurting people, so we put it as like, let's just do this as a motocross race. And last year when we did the inaugural race, we had a ton of people come from across the border. We had a ton of people come from up north in Texas and Oklahoma and Colorado, Louisiana, come support. And the event was just like, it was beyond expectations. And the United States or Texas won by like, I think it was 8 points. It was one rider swing. So we could see it go either way because it definitely got enough mentions in Mexico that we'll have a lot of new riders. It's going to grow from the Texas side as well. So it's going to be a really fun event. We got the $5,000 pro purse. We got over $20,000 in awards and contingencies. Got a ton of sponsor support with it from local people or businesses like Alamo Cycleplex, Iron Supply, TJ Cycle, VP actually is right down the street from us. They gave out, we got a ton of fuel, like $2,000 worth of fuel and jugs and engine ice to give away. And then we have a Motorsport, you know, online retailer, big guys, mm-hmm. Lectron, they do carburetors and fuel systems. They're actually out of San Antonio. They're supporting Rhino Power, sent out a bunch of supplements for everybody, make sure they stay hydrated, set up. Fly is giving away one of their carbon composite helmets. Mended, which is a new brand, and we carry it. Dude, I wore this gear, and I've never gotten compliments on my gear setup. And I kid you not, like, I walk like 10 feet and somebody's got to say something about how awesome this gear is. And it fits good. It holds it with my knee braces. We carry it in the shop. It's created by the guy that started Ethica.
Yeah. Yeah, Malcolm. Malcolm McCassie.
Yeah, Malcolm. Okay, so you know him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're carrying it in the shop, and it's good stuff. So we're going to be giving out some of that stuff as well. So it's Saturday, Friday night, or sorry, Friday practice. Saturday's youth racing, and Sunday is the amateur racing and super minis, because we're gonna make Sunday get rough, make Sunday get a little bit more rough than Saturday. So I'm pretty pumped about this event, and it leads into our summer series, which is called Motomania, where we actually have an open class and a open mini class. We call it the open class is the Ultimates. And the mini class is called Mini Mania. And in both of those, we give out gift cards that are like good as cash debit cards. So this way you can maintain your amateur status and still make some money. And then the amateur kids and novice riders that are like top riders going to Loretta's, they can race with the local pros and actually get experience racing at that pace on the Ultimates class. And then the Mini Mania, like there's so many fast mini riders in Texas. It's going to be interesting seeing Loretta's this year. I think we got like 10 riders that are just off the charts fast on 80s and super minis.
Yeah. Every time you look at the results, there's always somebody new from Texas. So you guys got something again, maybe it's like, before when it was like Hunter Hewitt and Lemoyne, Wharton, maybe it's like a second coming of that.
It seems like it. These kids are going off the chains. Like I went and trained at TTMX with Van Martin, part of my going out of my comfort zone of Cycle Ranch. And these kids were putting down lap times that were like 8 seconds a lap faster than me on super minis, which is a lot of time on a track that's like a minute. And I think they were doing like 112s. No, they were doing 115s, and I was doing 123s.
Yeah, I mean, and you're no slouch either, because you're going to Loretta's, so that says something there.
Yeah, they're good. Like they're in the A group with Jaynon Cooper. Like they sent him out with him.
Okay, so they're chasing after him.
And I think he won Loretta's last year in one of the pro classes.
Yeah, Jaden's really doing well, so that says
and
something.
He's laying down 112s, so they're 3 seconds off of him, three to five seconds off of him.
That's good stuff. That's the Texas is on its way back up.
It is. It's like it's a wave coming through this state, and it's part of the reason I think is because there's so many trainers here now too.
True.
So the people are just coming here. They're leaving Cali. They're leaving all those blue states and coming to Texas because it's like a little bit more free here, especially on the motocross side. Like people, if you're a motocrosser, you're really into personal responsibility, which is something that Texans take pride in, I think.
Yeah, that too. And then it's also right in the middle, so you're equal parts away from Eastern and Western racetracks. So
and you can ride year round here.
True.
We don't have any snow days.
Does it snow? Not very often.
We've had a dusting. There's days where it gets windy and cold, usually at night, where it can get like into negative temperatures where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen this year. Last year we did have a pretty hectic 3 days where like no matter what we did, we had pipes bursting everywhere. So it was something else. But it's not normal. This year we had a little dusting of snow, which was kind of cool to see. I'm from the Northeast, so I've raced when I went to Loretta's. One of my qualifiers actually was in the snow, so it was like I'm used to that stuff. Well, somewhat used to it. I guess I'm fair weather now that I'm 30 years older.
Right, but you never forget. Once you're in the cold, you never forget what it feels like.
Nope.
Yeah. So the Moto Mania series that'll be starting on June 15th, and there's four rounds of that, right? So it's summer night racing. That's what I'm.
Yeah.
So under the lights.
Mm-hmm.
On one of your many tracks there. So that's also a pretty cool and different environment for the racers.
Yeah, and that it's on our night track that was originally designed by Jason Baker, and it's very much to its similar to its original state. And so the June 15th race, that's going to be our opening race. The 17th race, we're going to be doing that with the Texas Night Series, so there'll be a few extra classes, probably a lot of races out with it. And then we'll have, you know, one August right after Loretta's, and then finally towards the end of October we'll have one on the 26th. But it's got like a full line of classes, but the real unique thing about it is that we can actually, I think we're paying out like $3,500 on the kid stuff and $5,000, I'd have to go back and check, to the ultimates.
Mm-hmm.
And that adds up. Right, that adds up for somebody that's racing, and normally you go to the races as an amateur and you come home with less money in your pocket. Some people are going to go home with more money in their pocket, and they don't have to be pro to do it.
That's pretty cool. That's a different element that you don't see too often in this sport, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it kind of came, this kind of came to fruition was I actually sponsored 1 year Randy Yoho's Dade City series, and I saw the action and the way that they set up the course and had everything going. Like, it just bred really good racers, right? Like, you got Stewart came out of there, Carmichael, Reed's there now, I think was there for a lot of his pro career. Why am I blanking on the Husky rider's name? That's so good. That's from that area. Just got a lot of good racers. Mm-hmm. that come from that series, and I was like, we need something like this in Texas. So I created this back in 2013 and 14 and 15, and it was gangbusters, and then I left. So last year we didn't do it, and this year we're bringing it back. So I think the kids are gonna love it. It's gonna be good racing.
That's cool too, because yeah, you bring up Yoho and that series. I mean, they were passing out whatever they could in prizes and stuff at banquets. I'm not sure if I'm sure they still do that. Is that even still around anymore? I'm not sure, but they just that's what they brought. They would just, whatever they could hand out, they would bring and hand out, and you're kind of taking that on here and putting more money in their pockets. So that's cool.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, this brings people together in a spirit of competition with something at stake. And I think a lot of times the kids get forgotten about, and the amateur riders get forgotten about, and a lot of the racetracks just look at them and they see like dollar signs in their eyes. So this is a way that we can give back to them. And when there's money on the line, like, things are just different. It's just different when there's money on the line. Like, if there's something at stake versus, you know, trophies are cool and plaques are cool and stuff like that. But when there's money online, like, you're the one that can buy everybody dinner. There's something cool about it, especially as a kid.
Yeah, trophies, you've been there, done that. Everybody does that, but not everyone does money.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so it's cool that we got the little loophole.
Yeah.
So. And we've gotten so much support from the sponsors. Like, what happened after the USA Championships last year, everybody was so happy. Like, fund my races. Like, yep, I'm in. I will got your pro purse for Tex-Mex and for USA Championships. Well, partially got it, right? They're like, we will get you there. We'll help you work together and do it. But, you know, having an ally like that that has the connections, because we got them a lot of new people on their platform and got them a lot of exposure. And we did our side. Fly was the same way. Like, we got you guys got us a lot of exposure. We're in for 24. Same thing with Iron Supply and Family Power Sports, VP, all the guys that bought, that really everybody that sponsored us in the USA Championships was like, we're in for whatever you're doing next. And it's been really cool because we're forging like tight knit relationships versus just like, we're going to have something to give out at this race. Also in motorsports, like, we want to be part of this too. We love it. And what we did at the USA Championships, like, the numbers I did for them, they were like blown out of the water. They're like, you're actually in the top five, I think it was, maybe it's top seven of producers, but we only did one event and the other people had a year.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So they were like, let's, whatever you want to do next year. So they're, you know, everybody that comes to race Tex-Mex gets a $20 gift certificate to get to motorsport. So it's kind of like paying for half your race entry.
Yeah, when you look at it that way. Yeah. I mean, look at just, you've been back a year and a half now to the track, and you're building, and that was the goal all along. And you've accomplished quite a bit in a little bit of time. So good stuff.
Yeah, we're making it happen. And, you know, thank you for, like, taking the time and showcasing this and getting our story out there to everybody. Like, it really means a lot, because it's so easy to just be in the daily grind and, like, just operate in the bubble and know what I'm doing. But if we don't tell anybody about it, nobody's listening, then, you know, it takes forever for the word to get out. So when you know, take the time on a Friday, there's a million things you could be doing. To have this conversation with me, and like, I know I probably spoke a lot in this. I'm just like so pumped about everything that I just like, I want to tell the world about all the pieces. And I know there's like 10 things I didn't get to talk about, but you giving us the time to do this and sharing it with your audience, like, just means the world. And I'm just, you know, I'm pumped to be on the radar, and I'm really grateful for everybody that listened throughout this entire thing and shares it and all that stuff. It's just really, really cool of you guys.
No, man, I told you from the beginning when we started talking a couple months ago, like, I'm a fan. Like, you gave me a lot of inspiration for this this year, and I've been utilizing it. And I've told you that me and Jeff Emig are supposed to plan a trip and come down, but Fro's dragging his feet a little bit. I'm gonna put it on him. So hopefully we can make that happen.
Yeah, I want to ride with him before I have to race him at Loretta's. I got to size him up.
Yeah, we're supposed to. And I haven't talked to him in a minute, but we gotta get on this. We gotta plan it. We're already into April, so if we don't get anything on the books, and that's, I'm gonna put it all on him. You know,
put it on him. Yeah, and we gotta get your wife on a dirt bike. Because I think every wife should know how to ride, and we got those e-bikes I was telling you about before that we launched the call here. They're so palatable, like, it's really easy for them to ride, for anyone to ride, to learn. You can't just put somebody on a 250 or a 450, or even a 125. They can just go off into the woods.
Yeah,
10% of the time. Yeah, something. This thing is like, they're so comfortable on it that what happens is, people start taking pictures of them and then sending it to them. Like, my wife gets pictures like 2-3 times a week. Like, you look so cool on your dirt bike, girl. Like, and she's like, she eats it up. She's like, she has so much fun doing it. And then the other women started renting them, because we rent them out. And they, same thing happened to them. Like, you're such a hottie on your dirt bike. Like, but it's like a casual thing that they can do. They don't have to go out and be hitting doubles and triples, but then also they get the joy of being on two wheels without, you know, the risks that those of us that are riding a track take, right? And they get the same level of excitement and joy, but for where they're at. So bring your lady.
Yeah, we'll have to bring her. She'll want to come out and have a good time too. So I agree. The e-bike thing would be cool. I think she would really get a kick out of it. So I'll run it by her, and I'm sure she's in. So we'll hit up Jeff. We'll yell at him and make sure that he plans a good trip for us. I'm gonna make him plan the trip. Just, you know, he travels a lot, so he's gonna make me have a good time. So we'll put it all on Jeff.
Put it on Jeff.
Yeah,
we'll get one of the cabins set up for you guys to stay in, so you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Either a cabin or whatever. We have a couple fifth wheels that we rent out too, so we put you in one of those, whatever you prefer. Make it, you know, as easy as possible for you all, and be able to shred a little bit.
We'll fly in, and then you'll show us around. Let's see what else. So if if I start thinking of things, you'll have to, your mind will go to work and you'll want to do those things. So that's what you told me in the beginning of this anyway. So I need to get my list of demands ready. So no, it'll be good. So what's next? Just basically area or regional qualifier. Where's that at?
That's up in Colorado. So, you know, I'm just going to keep my head down and do my best to make sure our events run real smooth. We have, you know, the Tex-Mex, and we have another race with the EMX series on Labor Day weekend. In between, I'm going to be focusing on getting our facility up and ready for our summer camps. We do a lot of learn to rides and training already and making sure our customers are just like having a blast. And then during the week, I'm going to be just laying down some motos and doing some testing and like trying to remember how all this all works, because it's been a long time. Like, I used to know how to set up my suspension really well. Now I'm like, what do I do? I have to ask everybody for advice, because it's been so long since I took this seriously. So I'm just going to, you know, just do my best to be able to put in the work and hopefully improve, just continuously improve and be able to lay out, you know, good, I think it's 15 minutes plus two laps in Thunder Valley. And then we'll take it from there. But at the very least, you know, I'm going for it and I'm giving it 100%. And I don't like second. I don't like to lose. So I'm going to, like, I know I have a huge gap because I haven't been doing this for a while. I'm just going to be doing my best to shrink that gap and surround myself with great people and make sure that, you know, Cycle Ranch thrives, my family thrives, and hopefully get you know, to Loretta's and make a good showing.
That's good stuff, man. You told me you're inviting people to come train with you at Cycle Ranch. So
yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up. Yeah, like anybody that wants to, that's going to Loretta's, you want to come train with me, it will help me stay accountable. I have a schedule that I'm on. I'm down to adjust it. But we could just do motos together. We do drills together. It's a lot easier when you've got other people around you, for me, at least for me. It's easier for me when I have other people around me that are at different levels, whether they're better or a little slower. Like, we can learn from each other, and just having that person, like I said, I'm doing a 30-minute moto and somebody else is going to do it, makes it a lot easier than me, you know, just doing it on my own all the time.
No, makes sense. You have people come around that are your speed, or, you know, just are a little better. Gives you something to chase. Put the carrot in front of you. So it's yeah, it's good vibes. I got good vibes about this. The fact that you're going back to Loretta's, I'm excited for you. So maybe I'll be there. And man, if you're there and I'm there, you're gonna do well. So I mean, it's gonna be. You gotta be a part of my team then. You gotta wear one of my stickers.
Okay, I got one of your stickers. Send me your stickers.
Yeah,
you'll be. I'll run it. If you want me to run it sooner, I'll run it sooner.
You'll be my team athlete.
All right, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, it's cool. So it's like a pineapple dude. It's good. It's fun. I don't know if you've seen it, but we have a pro team as well. So you can be our amateur guy.
All right, I feel honored.
Yeah, it adds horsepower. You go faster. It's proven facts.
Okay, send me lots of stickers.
Okay. We'll load the helmet up with them. Okay, sounds good to me. Thanks for joining me today, man. It's always good catching up, and you got a lot of great things going on at the track and in your personal life. And we wish you nothing but the best here at Verb.
Thank you so much, and thank you again for taking the time. And thanks to everybody that listened this far. You know, thank you for just being part of the journey, even if it's just part of it. Otherwise, come visit me at Cycle Ranch. Come ride with me. Otherwise, I guess we'll see you at Thunder Valley or at Loretta's.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll look to meet up soon. CycleRanchMX.com for everything Cycle Ranch. And yeah, good luck, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You have a great day. God bless.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Prepare to get annihilated with an awesome opportunity. Featuring your favorite motocross brand, Verb Moto. Win a grand prize of a Yamaha Wolverine R-Max 2 1000 Sport. Two 2024 Yamaha TTR110E motorcycles. And $20,000 cash. But wait, there's more. There's also additional weekly prizes. New merch, pocket-breaking prizes, our pockets, definitely not your pockets. The more you buy, the more points you earn. We're stacking points, baby. Come get them. Visit shopverb.com for more or dial 1-800-VERB-MOTO. That's not a real number. Don't call us, please. No purchase necessary. Rules and regulations apply. See shopverb.com for official rules.
All right, man. Cycle Ranch, Ian Gray, my buddy. Seriously, like I said in the intro, DM Fro and tell him that he needs to plan me a trip to go down with him. Because I saw some pictures. Like, Ian just sent me some videos of the track prep that he had going on. And that dirt, I need to ride that dirt. He had like 10 lines in one turn, and they were all just cakey, man. It made me want to rip. I haven't ridden a dirt bike since 2018. No, 2017. It's time. I need to go from couch to Cycle Ranch. So let's make it happen. All right. He's got a lot going on, Ian Gray. We'll catch up with him in a couple months and see how the Tex-Mex showdown went, along with how his Loretta's prep. I'm sure he'll be ready to go to the ranch at that point. So we'll get an update on his Loretta's prep, because I am curious to see how it's going to go. I have faith in the boy. Ian can shred. So Thunder Valley is going to be no problem. We're going to come off of that with some podiums, and we're headed to Loretta's. So check out CycleRanchMX.com. That'll do it for me this week. I got the another pod. It's ready. It's coming for you next week. It's Zach Osborne. Zach Osborne's joining the squad pod to talk about his amateur career. So you got to stay tuned for that. We got some good stuff coming with that. And I want thanks to Bub Dog, Duke Dog, Ginger Dog, Boots Dog. Shout out to Verb West. Shout out to Chili Dog. The man just had his birthday, and we've been celebrating all week. Shout out to Bird Dog. Shout out to Chase Stallow. No thanks to Slaw Dog. And thanks to Boots Dog. We'll see you guys next week.